Okay, let us begin. We're up to Yud Aleph Amabez. Yud Aleph Amabez, the sixth wide line or so, Ubeis HaKnesses, it says. The Gemara had just quoted a brisa that a Beis HaKnesses, a shul, is Metami B'negoim, can be Getumas Negasaras, if there is a Negoim found on the shul. So we just had a blot of Gemara about Hilchas Mezuzah, and we went from Hilchas Mezuzah to a little bit Hilchas Tumas Negoim. So says the Gemara, is that really true? Ubeis HaKnesses mi mitami b'negoyim, Yud Aleph Amabez, sixth wide line. Is it true that that a shul can be mitami b'negoyim? V'atani b'lo de Rabraisa, yocho yu bati knesios u bati midrashos. Mitami b'negoyim, I might have thought that a shul or a base medrash can be mitami b'negoyim, tamalomar, uvo asher lo habayis, mishim yuchad lo, yatsu elu she'en miyuchad lo. Excluding, only a house that belongs to a private individual, excluding those which do not belong to a private individual. So how could you say before that it is Metami B'negoyim? So the Gemara has three possible answers. Lo kasha, ha Rebbe Meir v'ha Rabbanan. Either it's a machlokas tanoim, Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanan, Titania, Beis HaKnesses, Sheish Beis Dibra, Lachaz Beis HaKnesses, Chayev B'mezuzah. A shul that has a room where the gabbai stays, where he lives, Chayev B'mezuzah. That everybody agrees is a Beis Dibra, and it's Chayev B'mezuzah, and also it might be Metami B'negoyim, the Gemara is assuming. V'she'ein ba Beis Dibra, but if it's just a Beis HaKnesses without a Beis Dira, so that's a machlokes. Remeir b'chai v'chav and potrin. So the Gemara is assuming that just like that there is a machlokes by Hilchas Mezuzah, there would also be a machlokes by Hilchas Tumas Negoim. That is the answer number one, that it's a machlokes tanoim. V'bayisema, or we say, hava harabanan, maybe both are the shita of the Rabbanan, v'lo kasha, the Rabbanan who say that a regular shul ceases to be pater. Maybe it's both shita of the Rabbanan, and the case where it says there is tumas negoyim is where there is a beis dira in the shul, because then it's considered a house, a place where you live, and it can be metami b'negoyim, and it's chayav b'mezuzah. So it's both the shita of the Rabbanan, or the other way, option number three, v'bayisema hava hadalas beis dira, or both are a case where there is no beis dira in the shul, v'hadikrachim v'hadikfarim. The difference is it a city shul or is it a village shul? Like Krachim and Kfarim, like we have in Maseches Megillah. What's the difference? So Rashi explains on top that on Krachim, which are the bigger cities, which is a place where many different people come together, and it's made for everybody. And Rashi says, Ve'ein la'bailam miyuchadim. You can't pinpoint any specific person who it belongs to, because it belongs to everybody. There are so many people that frequent this shul, so that's why that's not going to be Metai B'negoyim, that's not going to be Chayv Mezuzah, because that is a public shul. But by Kfarim, by the villagers, Rashi says, call by love Nikarin. All their owners are Nikar. Okay, there are certain people that are in charge, but there aren't so many people that you can't identify. And Rashi says, Harehu kebeis hashutfin. It's like a partner's house, which we said yesterday is Chayv Mezuzah. So to here, it would be Chayv Mezuzah. That's the chilek between Krachim and Kfarim. Kfarim are Chayv, Krachim are Pater. Ask the Gemara, who de krachim in metami b'negoyim? Krachim, a shul of krachim is not metami b'negoyim, right? Because it's a public place that bailam are not nikar. V'atani, but we learned in the brisa, achuzaschem, the word used by tumas negoyim is be'eretz achuzaschem, in the land of your inheritance. Achuzaschem metami b'negoyim, ve'ein Yerushalayim metami b'negoyim. You can get Tumas Negoim in your Achuza, meaning somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Yerushalayim. Tanakhama holds that Yerushalayim is not Metami B'negoim. We'll get to why in a minute. The Gemara is going to explain. Amar Rabbi Yehuda argues, Ani lo shamati ela makom mikdash bavad. No, the rest of Yerushalayim can be Metami B'negoim. It's just that the makom mikdash cannot be metame b'negoyim. Mashma from the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, habati knesios ubati midrashos metame b'negoyim. But other shuls in Yerushalayim, only makom mikdash can't. So, but any other shul would be able to. V'yalva got the krach b'negoyim, even though Yerushalayim is a big city. Yerushalayim is a krach. So had we just said before on line one, on top, that a krach is pater from mezuzah and is not metame b'negoyim because the bailam are not nikarim, but here we have a shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who seems to say that it, or even the Rabbanah would agree, but it's just that Rabbi Yehuda says it's specifically Makam HaMikdash is excluded, but any other shul is, even Krachim would be Chayiv. And the Rabbanah are for a different reason why they exclude all of Yerushalayim, but it's not fundamentally because they're against the Krach Shita. So answers the Gemara, that's the Kasha. How could we say before that Krachim are putter from Mezuzah and it can't be B'tayim B'tayim? This price seems to say that everybody would agree, yes, it is. So Ema Amar Yehuda, switch it around. Anilo Shamati Ela Makom Mikudash Bilvad. It doesn't mean to exclude Makom Mikdash, but it means Makom Mikudash, any holy place, which excludes any shul and any base medrash, and therefore that this works fine with the earlier answer of the Gemara. Period. Why is Makom Mikdash different? We said before that the first version of Rabbi Yehuda, that Makom Mikdash cannot be Mitami B'Degoyim. What's the difference between Makom Mikdash and the rest of Yerushalayim or the rest of the Makom Mikudashim? So Rashi quotes the fourth skinny line, Makom Mikdash Bavad, Shekashakana David as Gorin, Me Arvana Hayavusi, Gava HaKesef Mikol Shevet V'Shevet. Because when David HaMelech bought the land for the Beis HaMikdash, he collected money from every Shevet, and then he bought it. Then he bought the granary where he was going to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi says. The Tosfos HaRosh does not like this pshat. He says just based on the Pesukim and Navi. He says, really, Avraham didn't really own it. They just didn't. David HaMelech was just being nice, but it wasn't really that he really owned the land. Umashapirish Rashi, Shadavid Gava, Halesa, Taha Arvana Yivusi, Lohayaloch Elik. Arvana didn't really own it. The Avavish lo kavshu adayin ha'ir for hipol Yoshua's kolaris benachla lo kol shevet. Va'akesef shenasam lo l'salik taru muso shadayin lo kavsha. He was just trying to remove it, so he wouldn't have problems. It was kind of paying him off beforehand. But that wasn't really the kinyan that bought the land. So therefore, how could you say that dafka because the kinyan was from kesef from all of the shvatim? The Tosfos HaRosh does not think that's the reason. Ubishul kazelo hufka hanachla min hashevet. Therefore, he gives a different shot why it would be. Because it's the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is different. Even no matter what whose money was bought with, the Beis HaMikdash is different and it's shayach to all the Shvatim. But not dafka because the money was bought from all the money that was given to the to Moshe, to David from the Shvatim. Okay, so now we continue. But my kamiflagi. So what's this machlokas about that we just quoted beforehand? That the Chachamim say, history machlokas we're going to have, the Chachamim say, Yerushalayim is excluded from being Matami B'Degoyim. The whole Yerushalayim. While the secretary of Yehuda says, no, only the Beis HaMikdash is excluded, or only the shuls, if you say Makom Mikudash or Makom Mikdash, what's the machlokas about? Says the Gemara, Tanakama Savar Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Tanakama says that Yerushalayim, though the entire, let's take the passage of the Gemara, though the entire Eretz Yisrael was split up and divvied out and given to a certain Shevet, Yerushalayim was not given out. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim. And that's why the Tanna Kamma says that it's not Matami B'Negoyim, because it doesn't belong to anybody in particular. And as it says in by Negoyim, Achuz Aschem. And if it belongs to everybody, it's excluded. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was split up, and therefore it is like any other city, in a sense, regarding this, and therefore it can be Matami B'Negoyim. If you look at the top Tosfos, we discussed the next couple of minutes, we discussed this in a Tuesday night shiur a couple of weeks ago, but we did it quickly at the end of a shiur, so we're allowed to do it again. We're allowed to do it again anyway. Yerushalayim, top Tosfos, Yerushalayim l'nischalka l'shvatim, says Tosfos Tema, to be perikes omakoma, and if you look in Zvachim, Amrinan, to Karen, to Romans Mizrachis, lo haya lo yisod, lefisha lo haya bechelko shol Torah. We're going to get to this later on in our daf also, but the Gemara in Zvachim describes the structure of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach had a yesod, had a base on the western side and on the northern side, but not on the eastern side and on the southern side. It had a little thing sticking out on the eastern and the southern side, but really didn't have a yesod there. Why? Because the Gemara there says, and the Gemara here is going to quote it also, the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Chelek of Binyamin. And the border between Binyamin and Yehuda went right there next to the Mizbeach. And if the Yesod would have been there, it would have been in Shevet Yehuda. So you weren't allowed to have the Mizbeach in Shevet Yehuda based on a pasuk, which we'll get to. So that's why you had a cut off. There was no Yesod in the Mizbeach. So ask Tosfos, what do you mean? I thought Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, according to one of the Manda Amars. So according to the Manda Amar of our Gemara, that says Yerushalayim was not split up. So what's that whole Gemara talking about? So there was a machlokes about whether the Mizbeach had a Yesod. According to the Manda Amar, according to the opinion that says Yerushalayim was not split up, there was a base on the Mizbeach? It doesn't sound like there was a machlokes about that. It sounds like everybody agrees there was no base on the south or eastern side of the Mizbeach. So what do you do according to the Manda Amar that says Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim? That's Tosfos Kasha. Question, etc., etc. Tosfos answers, V'yish lomar hachi gemiri. You're right. The reason that it was cut off wasn't only because it couldn't be in Yehuda's Shevet. There was a Misora. That was one reason. But even if you don't know, Yehoshua Lonis Chakal Shvatim, there was a Misora. Hachi Gemiri. Shalom Lasos Yisod Mizrachas Dromis. Don't make a Yisod. Don't make a base on that side. Kidachsiv Hakol Bechsav. It was a Misora. That's Tosfos' answer. But maybe there is another answers. If you look in the Tosa Rosh, it says maybe it was earlier and later. Maybe originally Yerushalayim Nischalka L'Shvatim, that's when they built the Mizbeach, but later on, once they built it, then it became Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. That's another answer the Tosa Rosh says. Maybe it's based on two times in history. But Rav Shechter develops, and again, some of it he says is based on the Rav, develops another idea. And that is, again, I'll say the Yesod, and then I'll say two or three questions that this answers. Vanir Lomar, this is in Simon Laman and Eretz Tzvi. To base halachos nefrados hayu b'chalukas Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim. When we talk about the splitting of Israel, the splitting of Eretz Yisrael, there's really two aspects of the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. Two aspects. Number one, ha'aleph midin chalukas ha'yershim b'tvus ha'zabayis. Hadoma l'chol shar chalukas shirtim da'alma. V'hu din midin imaminis. Number one, there was the monetary splitting up. This belongs to which Shevet? Who has monetary ownership of every part of Eretz Yisrael? That's one chelek, who lives there, who plants there, who works the land there. That in one, this is Asher, and this is Zvulun, and this is Yehuda. Everybody has a portion regarding Dini Maminis. But that's, there's no chalos kedusha based on that split. The first aspect of the split is a dini mamonis split. Like we buy a piece of land. Yeshua gave out the land. Every shevet has a piece of land. But then there's a second idea. Did Nosaf Noma b'chalukas Eretz Yisrael that this was the completion of the Yerashim Moshe v'Yishavtim ba, and there was a chalos kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The full kedusha of Eretz Yisrael only came when Eretz Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael settled the land. Every shevet in the portion of land which they were supposed to get. That's not just Dini Maminis. That's Isser Veheter. That's a Chalos Kedusha of the land. Two types of Kedusha. That's the idea mentioned here. What is this answer? This answers a number of ideas. One is that there is a Ravid. There's a Ravid in the Shittim Kubetzes who holds that we know that if you look in the Navi, the Shvat, the land was split up from the Urim, based on the Urim Metumim. Urim Metumim, right, it screamed out which Shevet got which portion. That's what the Navi says. Says the Ravid, the Urim Metumim only split up the Shvatim, but the families within the Shvatim, that didn't need the Urim Metumim, says the Ravid. That's what he says, doesn't need the Urim Metumim. How does he know that? Doesn't quote a source. But he says only the Gora was needed for the Shvatim, but not splitting in the Mishpachas. What's the difference? So explains Rav Shechter, that's the point. When it comes to the splitting up the nitty-gritty of Dini Maminis, which family gets which house and which plot, you don't need the Urim Metumim for that. That's Dini Maminis. What do you need the Urim Metumim for? The Chalos Hakdasha of Eretz Yisrael. The Chalos Hakdasha, that needs the Urim Metumim, that only applies to the Shvatim. The splitting up of the Shvatim, that has the two aspects, the Dini Maminis and the Chaluka of Eretz Yisrael. Another question, this is a very strong question that needs to be answered. The Rambam, there is something called Mishpatei Hatznaim. We know rules and regulations of conditions. I know that in Halacha, by many items, by many actions, I'm allowed to make a condition. If I'm getting married, I could say, I'm married to you on condition that it snows tomorrow. I'm allowed to make any condition that I want. I'm married to you on condition that you give me $300. I can make any type of condition. Tznaim. But there are rules called Mishpatei Hatznaim. There are ways that we have to express conditions. The Gemara says that you have to say the positive before the negative. If it snows, then I'm married. If it doesn't snow, then I'm not married. You have to say the positive before the negative. You have to double it. Tonight, kufel. You have to say it. You have to say both sides. You have to say if, and then if not. Different rules and regulations of Mishpatei Hatznaim. When do you need Mishpatei Hatznaim? By all conditions? Every time you make a condition? Or not? So says the Rambam. The Rambam here quotes his Rebbeim. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus says, Yesh Miksas Geonim Achronim. And in the Hilchas Achiyah, he calls them Rabosai. Yesh Miksas Geonim Achronim, She'amru She'ein Adam Tzorach Lichpo Tzno Ela Bikitit Bikidushin Belvad. There are some Shitas, says the Rambam, that you only need the rules and regulations of conditions, Mishpatei Hatznaim, by Gittin and Kiddushin. Those are serious cases. By Gittin Kedushin, you have to double your condition. You have to see the positive for the negative. Mishmini Torah Dini by Gittin Kedushin. Avo Badini Mamanis Ein Tzorech Lichpol. When it comes to Dini Mamanis, you don't have to double your Tanai. That's what the Rabbeim say. And ask the Rambam a kasha. Very unusual. The Rambam quotes the Shita and says, it can't be because I have a kasha on that Shita. The Ein Roi Lismuch Al Davar Zeh. You shouldn't rely on this. Why? Doesn't make sense, says the Rambam. Why doesn't it make sense? What's the whole source of conditions? What's the whole source of conditions in the Torah? We're going to have it in a couple weeks in the Parsha. B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you want this land in Jordan? Okay, if you come and fight with us, then you can come back and have this land. If you don't come fight with us, then forget it. The whole deal's off. That's the whole source in the Torah of conditions. The Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain. Says the Rambam, that's Dini Mamanus. That's giving out land. So how could there be a shita that says that Mishpatei Atzonam are only needed by Gittin and Kiddushin? And they're not needed by Dini Mamanus. They're not, the whole source in the Torah is by Dini Mamanus. That's the Rambam's kasha. Vein roi lesmoch al zeh. Shekvilot atanayim sharad arba dvarim b'tanayim b'nei garbenei ruvim mom duo son chachamim. Im yavru b'nei garbim lo yavru. B'tanay zeh lo hayo lo begitav lo b'kiddushin. That's the Rambam's kasha. The Rambam doesn't answer it. The Ravid says, don't worry, there's a good answer. Doesn't explain it. What's the answer? The answer is that if you look at even at the B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, that's not just the Dini Mamanus. The Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael had a Dini Mamanus aspect, and it also had a Hakdasha aspect, a Kedusha aspect. So don't just say that's pure Dini Mamanus. That's how B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain can be a Raya, even if it's only by Gittin and Kedusha. And finally, to bring it home, said the Seder of Soloveitchik, maybe that's the answer of Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asked, how is it possible that our Gemara says, according to the Mordemand Amr, Yerushalayim lon eschalka l'shvatim, it wasn't split up, but the Mizbeach was chopped off. Why should the Mizbeach be chopped off if it belonged to everybody? Says the Rav, it depends which chalukah you're talking about. And again, you can say this either way. I'll mention it the way that it's recorded here. And that is, when it comes to Dine Mamanis, then every single part of Israel had to be split. Everybody has to, Dini Mamanis, every Shevet has to have a portion of land. So Shevet, that's the Mizbeach was split up because it couldn't be in Yehuda. But when it comes to the Hakdasha, the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, everybody owns Yerushalayim. Regarding the Kedusha, every Shevet is Shayach to Yerushalayim. So that's why, that answer to, you don't have to say it's a Misora, that has to do with the Shtei Dinim of the Hakdasha. Yeah. According to the Ravitz Teres, it should be anything that is element of Kedusha, meaning like Hakdasha. There are connections, there are parallels, separate sugya, the connections between Kedushin and Hakdasha. Gemara Kedushin Afei says, Kedushin is Asura Kuli Alma Kehektish. There are different, there are parallels between the two. Yeah. Right, Gittin Kedushin is about relationships, and this is about our relationship with Eretz Yisrael in Echonami. Yeah. According to Tadakama, Yerushalayim lon eschalka l'shvatim. According to this, that only means regarding the Dini. I'm sorry. Oh, that's regarding both. He said. What would he say about this whole chiddush?
Why should Achuzas limit the Because it wasn't given to particular shevet, but it's
Right, it's an Achuzah for everybody. But Achuzas Chem, when the Torah uses a plural lashon, Chazal usually darshan it to mean each and every individual. Like Usfartem lachem, Svir l'kalechad ve'echad, Ulekachtem lachem, Lekicha l'kalechad ve'echad. So here too, I would say Achuzas Chem, Achuzah l'kalechad ve'echad. Okay, so we just said what's the machlokas about, whether you shalayim l'nischalko l'shvatim or lo nischalko l'shvatim. So we continue now. Uvitplokta ta'ani tanoi. The same is another parallel machlokas tanoim, where we see Yerushalayim was split up or not. Titania, mahoye bechalko shel Yehuda. What was in the chalik of Yehuda? It's amazing to think about the base of Midrash for a minute in our heads. So think about it, east to west. Think all the way in the west, you have the Kodesh Kadashim, and then you have, next to the Kodesh Kadashim, you have the Heichal, with the three special Kalim inside, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaZahav. Keep going east, you have the Pesach to the Heichal, Pesach to the Ulam. You have the Kiyor sitting there, the Kiyor was between the Heichal and the Mizbeach. You have the Mizbeach, the big Mizbeach HaChitzon. You have the 11 Amos before the door of the Azara. And then you have the Shara Niknar, the Azara, and you keep going out to the Ezra's Nashim. You have the Mesa Midrash in front of you. Says the Gemara, according to one man to Amar, it's amazing. The borderline between Binyamin and Yehuda went right in the middle. Right in the middle. Says the Gemara, Mahay b'chalkos Yehuda. Yehuda had everything the eastern half. Harabayas, Halashach, Halishchos, Vaha Azaros, all the Azara, that was all in Yehuda. Mahayach b'chalkos Binyamin. What was it, Binyamin? Ulam, the Heichal, Ubeis Kashi HaKadashim. That was all in Binyamin. Right, so Yehuda ben Yamin are right in the middle of the Azara. There was a little part that went out from Yehuda into Binyamin. Uba haya mizbeach banui. The mizbeach was banui there. Ubinyamin had tzadik haya mitztayr aleha lavala b'chol yom. And Binyamin was very upset about it. He wanted to swallow it up. He yearned for the mizbeach. The pasuk in Zosa Bracha says that he was very upset about it, and Binyamin wanted it. Lafichach, because he was so upset about it, because he yearns for it, zacha Binyamin atzadik v'nase ushpizchon legvura. Because of that, he was zocha to be the host of the gvura, to have the kodesh kadashim, to have the aron in his portion. Shneamar, as it says, uvenk seifav shachein, between his shoulders, the presence will rest. This Manda Omar, obviously, the first Manda Omar holds the Yishalayim Nischalko L'Shvat. He's describing the borders, so obviously he's holding that it was split up. Let's just, that is the first Manda Omar. There is a Meshachachma in Pashas Achremos, where he says, Alpi Machshava, why is it that the Kodesh Kadashim had to be in Shevet Binyamin? Why is it the Kodesh Kadashim had to be in Shevet Binyamin? So says the Meshachachma, the only brother that didn't sell Yosef. Says the Meshach Chachma, it's both ways. The same reason that the Kohen Gadol couldn't wear the Big Day Zav in the Kodesh Kadashim. Why? Because there were two major chatayim in history that keep cropping up and were punished for them over and over again. Bechiras Yosef and Cheta Egel. He's a miraculum also, but he focuses on those two. So Cheta Egel, we don't want anything to do with Cheta Egel in the Kodesh Kadashim, so he takes off the Big Day Zav and the Bechiras Yosef. He says that's why Binyamin had the Kodesh Kadashim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to think about Mechiras Yosef when it comes to Kapara on Yom Kippur. He says, V'chol dar adayin chet shal Mechiras Yosef kayam, v'nimsa ta HaKapara al ha'uma b'chlala l'fnai v'lofnim, adayin sham roshim ha'chet mi Mechiras Yosef. That's why the Shir Mishtaleach is Shtei Slaim. Shtei Slaim parallels the money that they sold Yosef for. V'lachein yitachein ki ha'kapara ha'isa l'fnai v'lofnim. That's why also, why the Kodesh Kadashim? Okay, the whole list of days, you could have done a lot of the Avodah outside the Kodesh Kadashim. No, dafka that, because that's in Binyamin. Makam shal Binyamin, mishim shehu lo haya b'chei shal mechiras Yosef. L'chein lo haya ba'azara chelkel shereb Yehuda. The most important part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur is not done on the Big Mizbeach, where most of the Avodah is done during the year. And then he calls it Medrash. Who says this? Lefi shakal shvadam ha'yiv b'mechiras shal Yosef. Im ani omer, I Hashem. If I Hashem is saying le'elu shi'yiv to beis ha'mechira, ani mismalei aleihem rachamim shelo hayu merachamim alacheihem. I'm going to have rachamim on them. They didn't have rachamim on their brother. I'm supposed to have rachamim on them. So therefore, I don't have it. Obedez tamzelo nichnas b'choshen. That's why he didn't wear the choshen, not just the big days of the choshen into the Kodesh Kadashim, because that has all the Shvatim's names on them, and it's gonna be Mazkir Kitrug on Am Yisrael. So that's part of the a larger piece in the Meshach Chachma. Yeah.
Unlike the Egel,
this is Adam Lachaver. That's his piece there.
He forgave them.
Yosef was Mochel. But again, that's the
how long
is left? Element of Shuvah. Look, we did Shuvah for these. But as we said, what was it yesterday? 2 days ago, Kodesh Baruch Hu was also Mochel on the Egel. He gave us a second Lukos. He was also Mochel. But there's a certain Roshim. You might even say that he forgave us, but just the, we mentioned in the past, that a Chet not only causes us, is Mechayev us, but it's Metameh us. So even regarding the Mechayiv, he doesn't punish us anymore, but the Roshim of the Chet stays. The Roshim of the Chet in our spiritual lives are the Shiftei Ka. The fact that they did that Pirud might stay in our Neshamas forever. Until, yeah.
We also had in Shabbos,
right, Binyamin Lomais, but again, that's, right, there were four people that Lomais, yeah.
Why is it referred to
Binyamin
HaTzadik? Where else?
Binyamin HaTzadik, right, usually Yosef HaTzadik. Usually Yosef HaTzadik. See, here we go, Binyamin HaTzadik, maybe because he's yearning for the... Right, we mentioned that only Yosef is called the Tzaddik. We mentioned in the past. And Noach. We had a part about Noach and Yosef. Remember, yeah. Right, the Tzaddik. We mentioned those four people never sinned, but they weren't the Gedolei Hador. Right? Amram and Kilav and Binyamin and Yishai. Right? They were all, we mentioned from Rabbi Schwartz, all those four people, in Shabbos, Nunhei or so, all those four people were very close to the Gedolei Hador. Right? Amram and Kilav was the brother of Shlomo, but they weren't the Gedolei Hador. I mean, sometimes nobody's perfect. If you're the Gadol Adar, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes if you're in the public eye. So that's the message there. So that's the first Manta Amar. That's the Yerushalayim was split up. And the following Tana says, no, Bahai Tana, so Yerushalayim Monos Chalakul Shvatim. The following Tana says, Yerushalayim was not split up. Detanya, Ein Maskir and Batim Yerushalayim, Lepisha Ein Ashalahen. If you own houses in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to rent them out. It's not yours. It's not yours. Meaning Yerushalayim Monos Chalakul Shvatim, it's not yours. Some Rishonim, the Ritva say this only means on the Shalosh Regalim. Meaning that everybody, Rav Yashav explains this Ritva here, that everybody has to come to Yerushalayim. You can't charge them. It's a mitzvah to come now. You're going to charge them to it. So you can't charge them. Okay, the rest of the year you can charge them. But they're not Ein Maskirin, and it's not yours. The Rambam just quotes this Gemara Pashtus. Ein Maskirin B'Yerushalayim. It's not yours. That's the Pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't limit it to only Regalim. The Rambam says, Ein Maskirin B'Yerushalayim. How are you going to make money? Okay. Right, so maybe you could choose. Here, everybody has to, but you're right. How far do you bring it? How can you charge for any mitzvah? Specifically, Yerushalayim is not yours. The lulav could be, it's not just that it's a mitzvah, but it's the lulav is owned by you, and you're selling it. Here, the land of Yerushalayim is not yours. The land belongs to them just as much as it belongs to you. So you happen to have built a hotel here, and you happen to put in some kalim here. So that's why it might be a little different. Rabbozabar Bar Tzadok Omer, Aflo Mitos, also beds. You can't charge for beds. Lefichach, but because of this, because you're not charging, Oros Kachim, Bali Ushpizchan, and Olver Asam Bezroa. The skins of the Kachim, which belong, the hides of the Kachim, which belong to the owners, then the owners of the inns used to take them. Used to take them whether you liked it or not. Because they weren't getting paid, they at least got to get something out of this trip. So therefore, they used to take the hides. So you see from there, that Manda Omar holds, Yushalayim Lonis Chalak Lashvatim. Amar Abaya, Shmamina, Orech Aro Lemishbach, Inish Gulfa, Umashkalush Pizche. You learn from here that it's Derech Eretz to leave your Gulfa, is your jug, Umashcha, and your hides for the host, meaning you should think of them when you're leaving. Period. So this was all one piece. Now we go back to the top line of the Gemara. The Gemara had made the chelik between krachim and kfarim. That shuls of krachim, they were pater from mezuzah, and kfarim were chayiv in mezuzah. Utzkfarim mitam, and also negaim, parallel. Utzkfarim mitam negaim, are kfarim mitami ben, are shuls and kfarim and villages mitami ben negaim, because we know that we could identify the people involved and the owners. Bahatanya, by the Brisa says, la achuzah, Tumas Nagam only applies when you get to your Achuza. Until you conquer the land. What happens if they conquered it? It's the 7 years, the first 7 years that Yeshua went in, but they didn't have the Sheva Shechilku yet. Or even, they split it into Shvatim, but they didn't split it into families yet. Or even if they split it into families yet, but not everybody has their own portion. Minayin, how do you know that Nagam don't apply then either? Until the final stage where every single person has his own bias miyuchad. Tamalomar uvasher lo habayis. Mishim yuchalo. That's what you learn from that positive. It has to be dafka, unique miyuchad to him. Yotze elushim yuchadin lo. And if it's not yours yet, if it's not split up even to specific families, it's not yours yet. See, that's the Gemara. Even the shuls of the kfarim, it's not miyuchad lahem. So therefore, kasha, how could the shuls in the kfarim be chayiv? So the Gemara says, you're right, reject that answer. Reject the answer that we just had on top. Go back to the original two answers that we had on Amud Beis on the Amud before. Okay, two dots. Back to all the way back in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. The Mishnah had said that we get the Kohen Gadol ready, and we get a substitute Kohen Gadol in waiting, just in case something happens to the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is going to bring up the issue of chinuch. Chinuch means to be machanech, like the Chanukah HaMizbeach. How do we touched on this earlier? How does the Kohen Gadol become the Kohen Gadol? There are really two ways he could become the Kohen Gadol. Either he's anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, right? Use the special oil that was made Bizman HaMikdash, A, or B, he puts on the special Begadim, the eight Begadim that he makes him the Kohen Gadol, and then he does the avoda. He does some avoda with those eight begadim. That is how Rov Rishonim assume the pashas of the following Gemara is going to be not just putting on the begadim, but you have to do something with the begadim. The Achronim discussed the sheet of the Rambam, difficult sheet, where he just seems to say put on the begadim. Our Gemara seems to see the favorish that you have to do something with the begadim. Okay, we're not going to discuss that Rambam, but no, that's the sheet of the Rambam. But the pashas according to Rov Rishonim, either the oil or the begadim. The problem is there was no oil in the by, well, we'll get to the oil. Let's stop there for a second. So with that hakdama, let's go. Pshita, ira bo psul kodem tamid shal shachar, v'chan chanoso b'tamid shal shachar. So let's say early in the morning or late the night before Yom Kippur, a psul, the Kohen Gadol becomes pasul. So you're going to use the substitute Kohen Gadol. Fine. So how are you going to be mechanechim? So what about the oil? That's option one. What about the oil? Tosfos Yerushalmi says, by sheni, no oil. Okay, so that's out. Or there's a Ramban ala Torah, and Vayikra says, you anoint regular Kohanim Gadolim with oil. But the substitute Kohen Gadol, you don't anoint with oil. Does not explain why. Some say because it's only a temporary minui. It's only going to be till the other Kohen Gadol comes back. For some reason, you don't have the oil option. You don't have the Shemen HaMishcha. So the other option is the Begadim. So you're going to put on the Begadim. Yeah? Could you do Sicha on Yom Kippur? Interesting question. What about Sicha Yom Kippur? So it goes on, it's anointed on his hair. I didn't think of that. It's good kasha. Right, it's one of the Heinuyim. So if it just sprinkles down and you don't smear it in, is that called Sicha? Just gonna let it drip.
He does
tefillah
the same way.
He does tefillah, right?
Torah says
he has to, but again, this is, you need the Kohen Gadol. If this is going to make him the Kohen Gadol, so then that's it. Okay, so how are you mechanichim? So the oil's out for either of those two reasons. So it's Yisharim of the Ramban. So what about the Begadim? So if he becomes pasul before the Tamid Shel Shachar, then fine. He'll put on the Begadim before the Tamid Shel Shachar, and he'll do the Tamid Shel Shachar. Rashi explains, this is a machlokes here, machlokes we showed him, we touched on earlier back on Daf Beis, but it sounds like from this Gemara that the Tamid Shel Shachar did not have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Because this person has to become the Kohen Gadol before he acts like the Kohen Gadol. He has to do some type of avoda first, and then he'll become the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, if it's before the Tamid Shel Shachar, then he'll put it on and do the Tamid Shel Shachar. Why? The pashas of Rashi here in the Gemara is that the Tamid Shel Shachar doesn't need the Kohen Gadol. Only the unique Yom Kippur avodas need the Kohen Gadol. So he'll put on the Begadim before the Tamid Shel Shachar, he'll do that avoda, which is a regular avoda, then he'll be the Kohen Gadol. So if the psul happens early in the morning or the night before, no problem. He'll put on the eight begadim, and then he'll do the Tamid Shel Shachar. Ela ira bo psul achar Tamid Shel Shachar b'vayim b'chanchan oso. But if the psul happened after the Tamid Shel Shachar, and he's about to do the avoda of Yom Kippur, so then how does he become Yom Kohen Gadol? He'll put on the begadim. What is he going to do? What avoda? He can't do the avoda that requires a Kohen Gadol, because he's not a Kohen Gadol yet. So what does he do? He can't just put on the begadim. That's the kash on the Rambam. But the Rambam just put on the begadim. Sounds like for the Rambam, he just put on the begadim. But according to most Rishonim, you have to do something, not just have the begadim. So b'ma b'chanchan oso, so amar v'adav r'avav ba'avnate. Rav Ava says, put on the avnate. Why? Because the avnate, according to v'adav r'avav, the avnate of the Kohen Gadol is different than the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot. And putting on the avnate itself, even if you say you normally need an avoda, but this avnate is different. So therefore, like Rashi here says, the avnate, but osandala the gadim yisha hekar lukuna gadol. He already becomes the Kohen Gadol just with the avnate, because the avnate is different. So says the Gemara, is the avnate really different? We alluded to this earlier and a couple days ago. There's a machlokes, really, whether the avnate of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot was the same or not daily. We know for sure that the Kohen Gadol, we know two things for sure, and the third thing is the machlokas. We know for sure that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur wore an avnate made out of butz, of linen. We know for sure that the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year wore an avnate made out of kilayim. What we don't know is the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot the rest of the year. That's the machlokas. Was it made out of butz the whole year? It wasn't kilayim? No, or even the Hedyot was kilayim. So says the Gemara. So we just said, what's option? What's the option? How does he mechanic himself with the avnet? So honey, chol manta amar avnet asher kohen gadol zehu avnet asher kohen hedyot. This makes sense if the avnet of the kohen gadol and the kohen hedyot were the same the whole year. Because then what? Because then on Yom Kippur, what do you mean they're the same the whole year? That means the kohen hedyot's avnet the whole year was made out of kilayim. So when the kohen gadol puts on the avnet of butz on Yom Kippur, so now you see he's different than the regular kohen hedyot. So now you know that's mechanichim. So if it's the same the whole year, so now you know on Yom Kippur it's going to be different, and therefore it's no beautiful. But if you say it's different the whole year, which means what? The whole year the Kohen Gadol wears the Kilayim one, and the Kohen Hedyot wears the Butz one. This guy's been a Kohen Hedyot all his life. He wore a Butz Avnate. And all of a sudden he becomes the Kohen Gadol. What does he put on? A Butz Avnate. How do you know he's a Kohen Gadol? Right? Now, if you say that the avnate of the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, were different the whole year, so then today he's going to switch to the butz, but it's going to be the same. So we're back to the kasha. What avodas mechanichim? So Gemara has two answers. Amar Abaya, lovish shmona, put on the shmona begadim, umahave pesinora. Just go up and stir the coals on the mizbeach. Stir the coals on the mizbeach. Take a shovel, stir the coals on the mizbeach. Why? Ukidrafuna. Because we paskin stirring the coals. Rashi here quotes, Kiruv bishulo, hastening something cooking, is also called cooking. Kirav avoda, kir bishulo, it's also called cooking. Just like Rav Huna says in the negative. Dam Rav Huna, zar shavach mitzir chayim misa. If a zar, let's say I'm a Yisrael, if I do a real avoda, so then obviously I'm chayim misa. I'm chayim misa. But what if I just go up to the mizbeach and stoke the coals? So is that an avoda? Says Rav Huna, that's also something significant, because you are hastening the cooking, the burning of the karbanas. Say, but that's also an avoda. So you see, just hastening the coals is an avoda, and if a zar does it, it's chayim misa. So that's what he does. He just, you're right, that's not a required avoda, but it'll just go up and stoke the coals. We discussed this in Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, we discussed that cooking on Shabbos is chayiv daraisa. It's one of the malachas, but not only cooking, but even hastening cooking. Right? The big sugya of, remember the word? Magus. Stirring. If you stir something that's not mevushal called sarcho on Shabbos, and you, let's say the challah's not fully ready, you're just going to stir it. I'm not adding any hot water, I'm stirring it. It's chiyav daraisa, says the Gemara. Why? Because stirring it is hastening the cooking. Taking, we mentioned, making a fire bigger and making it cook faster is hastening the cooking. Putting a pot cover on, says the Meiri, if it's not fully cooked yet. Putting the pot cover, that's hastening the cooking. All of those could be an issur daraisa. Based on this, kiruv bishulo, like the Gemara here says, mahavek betzinora, that is also avoda. That's one answer given how the Kohen Gadol makes himself the Kohen Gadol. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa gives another answer. Avodaso mechadchaso. Rav Papa says, don't worry about it. Just do the avoda. Do the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. Doing the avoda of the Kohen Gadol makes him the Kohen Gadol. It's bon kechad. You don't have to be the Kohen Gadol to do the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. The second that you do the avoda of the Kohen Gadol, you are the Kohen Gadol. That makes you the Kohen Gadol. Avodaso mechanchaso. That's the line. Milo Tanya, after all, don't we know? Kol hakelim shasa Moshe, mishichasa mekadshasan. Don't we have the rule that all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu made all the clay shares, mishichasan mekadshasan, so the oil originally made them holy, sanctified them, but mikan ve'eloch, let's say later on in history, where there was no oil, how did this bowl, how did this shovel become a clay shares? Avodasa mekadshasan, use it! You use it, that makes it, gives it kedusha. So Hanami, so to hear, Avodaso Mechanchaso, so to hear, the avoda of the Kohen Gadol makes him into the Kohen Gadol. So what do we have so far? How many answers? Number one, if the Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul before the Tamid Shal Shachar, do the Tamid Shal Shachar. If it's after the Tamid Shal Shachar, how does he become the Kohen Gadol? Either put on the Avnate, if it's different. Number two, stoke the coals on the Mizbeach. Number three, the avoda is Mechanichim. Three different shitas, three answers in the Gemara. So now we get back to the sugya of the Avnate. So we have a member of Rav Dimi and Ravin. Yes, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he says as follows. Amar Avnato Shel Kohen Hedyot, regarding the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot. As I mentioned before, the Kohen Gadol's Avnate, we know exactly what it was made of. The one he used on Yom Kippur was Butz, the one he used the rest of the year was Kelayim. The Machlokas is, and the Kohen Hedyot didn't wear anything different on Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Hedyot, the rest of the year, what was it Kelayim or was it Butz? That's the Machlokas, it's not clear. That's the Machlokas. Rabbozer, Reb Shimon. So it's a Machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbozer, Reb Shimon, says Rav Dimi. Let's prove that Rebbe was the one that says that the Avnate, the rest of the year of the Kohanim, were made out of Kelayim. Let's say he holds that. Detanya, why? Because there's a Brisa. Ain't been Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, Ella Avnate, Dibre Rebbe. Rebbe says there's only one difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. And that's the belt, the Avnate. The Avnate, I don't know if I translated it for it. The Avnate's the belt. Dibre Rebbe. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, no, aflo Avnate. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon said, no, the Avnate's no difference. Same Avnate. Machlokas Rebbe and Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, whether the Avnate is different or not. So says the Gemara, Amos, when is this Machlokas talking about? E name of Bishar Yemos Hashana, are we talking about the rest of the year? The whole year? And Rebbe says, the only difference between the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol is the Avnate. Tubika Bahen, Ika. There's a lot of differences. Kohen Gadol, Mishamish, Bishmon, Behed Yabarba. It can't be that what this machlokas is about the rest of the year, because then how could Rebbe say the only difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot is the Avnate? What do you mean? There are four begadim that he has extra. He has the choshen and the tzitz and the eight and the me'il. Those are all added. So it can't be that this price is talking about rest of the year. Elola b'yom kippurim. So it must be this machlokas is about Yom Kippur. And what does Rebbe say here? Rebbe says that. There's a difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot on Yom Kippur. And we know the Kohen Gadol's Avnate on Yom Kippur was made out of Butz. So it must be that the Kohen Hedyot's Avnate was made out of Kelayim. That's the Raya, that Rebbe's the one that holds that the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot is made out of Kelayim. So the Gemara says, no Raya. Amri lo la olam b'shayim os hashana. It could be this machlokas is about the rest of the year. Right, not Yom Kippur. Ah, you're telling me. So there's a lot of differences. Ubahana fleshavin. Rebbe's only telling you within the four begadim that they share, the only difference is the avnet. And the other three are the same. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that the all different. There are many differences. But that's all he's talking about, so it could be done the rest of the year. The Tatosis points out that if you look in the Torah, the hat of the Kohanim are called different things. One is called Mitznefetz, one's called Migbas. The only difference is, says Tosfos, that one's a little bigger, one's a little smaller, to be able to fit the tzitz on the head. That's not called a difference. So the Avnet is made out of something different. But something bigger, something smaller, you know, a different size, that's not called a different beged. That's why it's not mentioned in the Gemara. But that is all Rav Dimi. We tried to be Medaik where Rabbi Shita was, and we couldn't. Ravin says it beferish, so we're not going to have to be Medaik. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Ravin said, Avnet of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, Divrei HaKol Shabbutz. Everybody agrees to that. Bishar Yemos HaShana, Divrei HaKol Shel Kelayim. And the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol's Avnet was made out of Kelayim. Everybody agrees to that. Lo Nechluku, the Machlokas is, Bavnet of Kohen Hedyot, Bein Bishar Yemos HaShana, Bein Yom Kippurim. The machlokas is the avnet of a kohen hedyot every day of the year, because he never changes his begadim. Rebbe omer shel kalayim, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon omer shel butz. That's the machlokas. You see, Rebbe holds shel kalayim. Period. Amr Rebbe Nachman bar Yitzchak afanan amitanina. Rebbe Nachman bar Yitzchak says, I also have a brisa that says that Rebbe Shita is that the avnet of the kohen hedyot is made out of kalayim. We want to know Rebbe Shita. Yudan Asi. It's one of the great tanaim. So we have another brisa that says Rebbe that seems to say that Rebbe holds it's made out of Kilayim, because the Pasuk says, Al Besaro. This is talking about, Rashi explains, quotes the Pesukim, talking about there's a mitzvah every day of the Truma Sadeshen. Not just the Hotzah Sadeshen, the Truma Sadeshen. Which means you go to the Mizbeach, you take a shovel full of ashes, you bring it down the ramp to the east side of the Mizbeach, to the east side of the ramp, and then you have another avodah called the Hotzah Sadeshen. You take out the ashes and you take them out of the Beis HaMikdash to a special place outside. That was done every day. The Truma Sadeshen and the Hotzah Sadeshen. At least most say it was done every day. So there it says that Al Bisaro, the begadim have to be, Rashi quotes, V'lavash HaKohen Midobai, beginning of Parshas Tzav. Midovad and Michnasei Va Yilbash HaBesaro. He has to put on his shirt and his Michnasayim Al Bisaro. And then it says Michnasei Va Yilbash HaBesaro. It has an extra word Yilbash, even though earlier in the Pasuk it already said V'lavash. So why do we have a double lashon of the yilbash in the pasuk? Matam alomer yilbash. Why does it have two verbs of yilbash in the pasuk? Says the Tanakama, lohavi mitznefes v'avnei l'aramas hadashen. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to teach me that you need big day kahuna for the trumas hadashen. You might have said big day avoda. What needs big day kahuna? Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, I'm just taking out some ashes. So I might have said that Trumas Hadeshen isn't a real avoda, so you don't have to put on the Big Day Kahuna. So that's why the extra word Yilbash teaches me you have to put on the Big Day Kahuna. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Dosa Omer. You know what the extra word teaches me? Lahavi Big Day Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, Shein K'sherin Lo Kohen Hedyot. There is a Halacha that we know that Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears one Yom Kippur cannot be worn the following Yom Kippur. You have to have new ones made. That's the Halacha. Says Rabbi Dosa, but that's only for a Kohen Gadol to wear the next Yom Kippur. But a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to wear it the rest of the year. The Dalid Begadim, that the Big Day Lavan, the one that the Kohen Gadol shares with the Kohen Hedyot, a different Kohen is allowed to wear that the rest of the year. That's what Rabbi Dosa says. We learn from the extra word Yilbash. Lahavi Big Day Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim Sheikh Sharon LaKohen Hedyot. That's Rabbi Yehuda and that's Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Omar. So now Rabbi argues on Rabbi Dosa, and we're Medayik Rabbi Shita from this argument. Sheikh Shuvas Badava. Rabbi says, "What are you talking about? Chada, you cannot say that the Kohen Hedyot could use the Kohen Gadol's Begadim. Why can't be? Number one, halachic. Number one, mitzius. Number two, halachic. Number one, chada. Number one, that they're different. The avneda shekohen gadol b'yom kippurim lo zeh avneda shekohen kohen hedyot. The belts are different. The kohen gadol wears one of butz, meaning the kohen hedyot wears one of kelayim. That's already the raya. The Rebbe holds that the avneda of the kohen hedyot is kelayim. But that's one reason. The ode number two, begadim shenishtam shaben kedusha chamura tshayim shaben kedusha kala. The kohen gadol wore these on Yom Kippur. The kohen hedyot is going to wear them. What we call Mylin Bakodesh Bein Moridin. Right, the Kohen Gadol wore this on Yom Kippur. And the really Kohen Gadol can't wear this. So he argues in Rabbi Dosa. So Elamata Malabi Yobash. So according to Rebbe, so what does the extra word teach me? If it doesn't teach me what Rabbi Dosa says, Larabos Es Hashchakin, to teach me that a Kohen can wear even worn out big day kahuna. Even though Tosfos says what's the havamina? If it's cut, if it's ripped, if it's torn, it's pasul. So you might have thought that worn out big day kahuna are also pasul. Kamash Milan, you could wear worn out begadim on doing the Truma Sedeshin. Rashi has two deos here, whether it's even worn out, that's the Pashtus. You can worn out, even worn out begadim. Then Rashi quotes another Shita, Va'anisha Mati, says Rashi, maybe specifically worn out begadim. Because Truma Sedeshin isn't such an avoda, you want to wear different begadim that you do by Truma Sedeshin than you do by the other avodas. So maybe that's why it's dafka worn out. Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi says, when you carry it out of the Beis HaMikdash, okay, then you can wear other begadim. But just carrying it down from the Mizbeach, that's an avoda. You don't get so dirty. So Rashi doesn't like that shot. But either way, Rashi says it's even or dafka. That's the Harabas says a shchakin. Just two more lines. V'yazar b'dosa l'taimei, but Rabbi Dosa, who said that the Kohen Hedyot, the rest of the year, could use the Kohen Gadol's begadim from Yom Kippur, is l'shitaso. He says it somewhere else also. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, v'hi nicham sham, melami shetuni geniza, the Tanakama, and what we hold is that the Kohen Gadol, after Yom Kippur, he takes off his begadim, and you have to bury them. They're Shemus, shetuni geniza. Rabbi Dosa, omer no, shalishamit ben Kohen Yom Kippur acher. All v'hi nicham sham means is that he cannot use them for another Yom Kippur, but a Kohen Hedyot can use them on a regular day. He does not believe this is a problem of Ma'alim Bakodesh. Maybe Ezra tomorrow we'll start off talking about why he would think that. Okay, period. We'll stop here and we will continue.
Mati, can you say
that was the Kohen Hedyot stuff was used, not the Kohen Gadol's.